Heavenly Father, it is my prayer at this time that the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, the hearing and understanding of those present would be acceptable in your sight now and forevermore. Amen. Well, I'm continuing now talking about some of our favorite verses that have been given to me. And today we're looking at Psalm 138, verse 8. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. Now, I had to take this verse from the King James. You know, I'm usually preaching from the NIV, and I think I should preach more King Jamesy, especially with Psalms. But it was kind of funny because I was comparing this to how it's worded in the NIV, and it's a little different. In the King James, it says, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. And in the NIV, it says, the Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Now, hopefully, whatever my purpose is my concern. Whatever God's purpose for me is my concern. Because I want to do what God wants for me to do. But he needs to make that possible. We all have concerns. I mean, that's why I ask for what our prayer concerns are at the beginning of a service. And quite honestly, most of the problems that we have, let's face it, we can't handle. There's a story about in Italy, there was a doctor who was sitting in his office waiting for the next patient to come in, and a man comes in and he expresses to the doctor that he is profoundly sad. He just can't find any joy. He can't find any happiness in his life. He's just got this profound sadness. The doctor says to him, well, I tell you what you should do. You should go to the circus tomorrow. I went to the circus yesterday, and there was a clown there. His name was Giomani. Giomani the clown. He was so funny. He just lifted my spirits, the joy I felt watching this clown, and all the children around me just enjoyed seeing this clown, Giomani. You should go to the circus and see Giomani. The man shook his head and he said, I am Giomani. You know, if we could solve all of our own problems, we wouldn't have any problems because they'd all be solved. And yet we're plagued with problems. There are things that just go wrong. Our phones quit working a couple weeks ago. The phone in our house, it just went dead. I had to play with the wires. Yes, it is frightening. Eventually got them working, but there's a lot of things that I can't do. We have a light in our garage. We exit our house through the garage, and there's a big fluorescent work light hanging like right at the bottom of the stairs that go down into the garage, and it quit working. And I tapped on it, and that didn't help. I jiggled the bulbs, and that didn't help. I put different bulbs in. It still didn't help. I think it's broken. So I went to the hardware store looking for another work light like that. And most of the things that you see there have to be installed. If you've ever had a new light put in your home somewhere, it has to be installed. I want something you can just plug in. In our old house once, we thought, hey, it'd be really great to get like ceiling fans. So we went and we got a couple of ceiling fans, and I took them out of the box and was looking at them like, oh, I don't know if this is a good idea for me to fuss with this. But I'm reading the directions and it says, well, all you got to do is you take the old light out and you connect the red wire with the black, with the red wire in the ceiling, and the black wire with the black wire, and the other wire with the other wire. And I'm thinking, well, that's easy. We'll just shut all the electricity off in the house so I don't get electrocuted. And I can do these, and I can put some screws in. And so I shut the electricity off, and I took the old light fixture down, and all the wires were the same color. So we had to call someone. We had to call an electrician to come and do it. Because there's things we just can't do on our own, especially me. I shouldn't own a home. Shortly after that, we saw a sale. There was a sale at the hardware store on garbage disposals. So we got this garbage disposal, and it said on the box, easy installation with only two tools. I thought, well, that's amazing. So we got this and I brought it home, and the instructions on installation was about like 40 pages long. And it turns out the two tools necessary for doing this, it's only two tools if you have one that you're replacing of the same model. Then all you need is a screwdriver and a wrench to take the old one out and put the new one in. Well, we didn't have anything looking like a garbage disposal at all. So actually, that ended up going under the steps and it never got installed. Oh, yeah. Her parents have it installed in theirs. But there's just things we can't do on our own. So many things we just can't do on our own. And we have to look for help. In our scripture verse, this particular psalm, Psalm 138, is one of the psalms written by King David. Now, King David wrote, I think, 97 of the 150 psalms that are in the Bible. That's a lot. He had trouble in his life. He wasn't just, you know, this happy-go-lucky fairy tale king who runs around killing giants, and even though he did that, and things like that. He had trouble. He had problems in his life. One of his children died. One of his children tried to kill him to take his throne. Through most of his 40 years as king of Israel, the country was at war. He had a hard life, and he had problems. He had things that concerned him, and he knew to look to God. He knew to look to God. This psalm starts off with praise. I will praise thee with my whole heart. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. Because he didn't forget what God had done for him in the past. Our call to worship this afternoon was actually that entire psalm. But you see, he didn't forget what God had done for him before. And God had done a lot for him. Well, he made him king for one thing. He helped him to slay the giant. And he knew then, as a boy, as a little shepherd boy, that God was with him and that God would be the one to slay the giant through his hands. Hopefully we all remember the story of David and Goliath from our Sunday school days. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. He will fulfill his purpose for me. Again, we're reminded that God has something for us to do. Each one of us. There's something out there that he wants us to do. And he's going to make it so that we can do that thing. Whatever that thing may be. It might not be something we can do on our own. But he is with us. He has his hands on us. Thy mercy endureth forever. Again, it's important to understand this coming from King David because, let's face it, even though David slew the giant and he was the king of Israel and he did all these things, he wasn't perfect. He was far from perfect. We might also remember from Sunday school, he was an adulterer. There was that whole little incident with him and Bathsheba, who was somebody else's wife. He required some mercy, didn't he? As do we all. We all fall short. And yet God is merciful. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. David's talking about himself there. Just as we can pray this prayer and say the same thing because we are the work of God's hands. He made us. Not only made us physically, but he helped build who we are today. Not just what we are, but who we are. The aspects of our character. He helped shape us through our lives to get us to a point where hopefully we make right decisions, where hopefully we will do that work that he has for us, prepared us. It may not always seem like it, but when we're doing his work, he is helping us. The fact is we don't always see what's going on around us. We don't always see everything that's happening. There was a story I heard recently about two men who were riding on a bicycle built for two. And they came to a very steep hill, and they were struggling to get up this hill, fighting gravity to get the bicycle up this hill, and they finally got to the top, and the guy who was in front was all red-faced and sweating and sore and tired, and he turned back to his friend and he said, "That was a really steep hill. I can't believe we made it up." And his friend said to him, "Yeah. You know, if I hadn't had the brakes on the whole time, we would have slid down the hill backwards." We don't always know what's going on around us. But God does. He has a plan for us, and He has a plan for what He wants us to do to fulfill His purpose. That's the big picture we always talk about, how we don't always see the big picture because we're too close. We don't know what's going on in the lives of the people that we're interacting with all the time. There might be something going on deep inside of them that we just can't understand, and yet we might manage to touch them in a special way, just by saying hello, just by offering them a cup of coffee, or whatever, because that's what we do, sitting and sharing a meal, spending some time, praying with someone when they need it. That purpose that we have in our lives set forth for us by God, it could be as simple as that, just to spend time. Those things that concern us, we look to God, we pray to God, remembering to give thanks also, because we've had concerns before, and we can't forget that He's taken care of those things as well. Maybe not always to our liking, but then again, we don't always see that big picture. He has worked all things for the good for those who love Him. That was last week's message, wasn't it? We may not see that good right away, but given time, we will. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Again, a statement of faith, the knowledge of a promise that He will keep. Amen.
This program has been copyrighted under the Creative Commons Attributes Non-Commercial Share Alike License. For additional information about Faith Community Christian Church or to contact Pastor Colin, please visit our website at www.faithc3.org.
Well, the benediction is the good and final word, and we put that at the end so we don't miss what came in front of it. And the good and final word for us today, I believe, is those things that concern us, which, while it's not necessarily good that these things concern us, they can be taken from us. God wants to finish the work He started. It was like a motivational poster. I don't remember seeing it. It's a picture of a little kid with dirt and their hair's all disheveled and just smiling the way little kids do, and it says, "Be patient, God isn't finished with me yet." It's the way it is with all of us. He's not finished. Some of us He might have been working on for a longer time than others, and some of us He might have been working on harder than He works on others, but He's not finished with us yet. What concerns us concerns Him. That's why we come before Him. That's why He blesses us. That's why He answers our prayers. This service is over. Your service may now begin. Go from this place and be blessed. Amen.